What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. So next we gotta talk about the main event, Jay. All right.
That's right.
Now in this same vein, right? This same vein, the heartbreak of this man. You talk about Sammy poured his heart. I mean, Sammy was out there, you know, talking. Well, no, Jay was out there talking. Sammy came out confronting him, and Jay was just like, "Do you know what you did to me?"
Man, listen.
And you know what made it dope, what makes this storyline even better, is that, like, when Jay said, he said, "I'm a ride for my family. You point me at the man I'm shooting." Right? Mm-hmm. That's been his character this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
I'm straight,
like,
away.
Yeah, off the jump, we like, he defined himself. He didn't try and deviate from it. He was like, "Nah, point me at the sucker that's coming against my family. I'm shooting." Right, and he's like, "You got to me." You're like, "You got to me." You know what I'm saying? Like, they start liking you. You know, so my brother start liking you. You know, Paul Heyman liked you. The tribal chief liked you, and I ain't like you. You know, so he said, "The moment that I let my guard down, you come in here and do this to my family." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm God dang." And I'm listening to this joint. I'm like, "Wow, bro." I love perspectives. I love it when you get to hear it from another perspective. And Jay just bringing this extra raw emotion, and then Sammy giving it a beating back with a very, very logical argument. He like, "You just mad because you didn't do it before I did it." Now, and the look on my man's face, bro, he looked like, "Man, how dare you tell my truth out loud?" You know what I'm saying? That's the look. That's the look he had on his face. So look he had on his face when that joint happened. He was like, "I can't believe this sucker just said my truth out loud." You know, but it was crazy. Wow, what did Jimmy? I mean, what set Jay off? No. What was the term that set Jay off? Do you remember? Do you remember what Sammy said to him before he hit him?
Oh man, I can't remember.
So Sammy said the thing about Roman. My bad, it was a crowd. Sammy said the thing about Roman. The crowd said, "You're not Usy."
Oh, that is right.
And he said, "I'm not," and he stopped like mid-sentence and just started wailing on Sammy. And I was like, "Yo, this joint is personal, bro. This joint is personal." You know, so and then like
the crowd got Sammy jumped off.
The crowd got Sammy beat up because like Jay was like, "Look, I'll talk to you, you know, I got it in me to talk to you. But look here. This Jay Uso dude, bro.
Main event Jay Uso, man.
He's the main eventer. Like, I'm talking about, like, they could really do something special with this in the future. They really, really could. You know, like, I mean, this is going to sound strange. In a sense, he reminds me of a better version of Tama Tonga.
Okay.
So, for people that don't know who Tama, so I'm not like AEW. I'm going to actually explain stuff. I'm going to actually explain things to you. So, for people that don't know who Tama Tonga is, Tama Tonga, the bad boy, the bad guy, you know, like, he was a bad boy. He's a founding member of the Bullet Club, and he was the enforcer of the crew, you know, so he upheld the order of the Bullet Club, and he was the dude that you point me at the dude I'm shooting.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be the first one. If there was an issue where the leader was acting up, he'd be the first one out there to tell the leader up. If the dude was like, "Nah, underboss already put the hit out," the hit went to the enforcer, and the enforcer's enforcing the rules. You know, so he did that for years. And finally, like, 2 years back, he was kicked out of his own club.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
I didn't like it either. I mean, that's the part where they mess up at. They should have let it implode on its own, and then he had to figure out how life would happen afterwards. The Bullet Club experiment is done. We'll talk about that another time. You know, but it's over. Like, they just let this thing die. Like, well, Finley's son is not in here. I'm like, no. Nah, we could.
Wait a minute.
We'll talk about another time. I'm just business. Just Yeah. Finley's son is a David Finley is the leader of Bullet Club. We're not gonna get into it right now. Yeah, I know I just did a drive by on your information, but
you did. You really did. I knew Jay was out. I knew Jay was out.
Yeah, Jay is out because of Juice and David. But like I said, we'll talk about them. We'll give it his own time. Trust me. We're gonna come back to it, man. I promise you, we will. But back to Jay Uso. Jay Uso is
okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I was down a little bit. I was down bad for a second.
We're gonna talk about
the Usius. The Usius is not Sammy. The Usius is main event Jay.
Yeah, it's main event Jay. You know, so Jay Uso, that dude that, like, you know, been tag team. And I remember they were talking about, you know, like, even when they were younger, even while they were in WWE, him getting the question, which one is you? Oh, you know, that's great for character building. You know what I'm saying? Like the fact that they both got something that's different, something that makes them. But Jey Uso, bro. Jey Uso has been, for like the past 2 years, proven that he can hold a main event spot. That dude's a phenomenal talker. he even knows how to, like, he doesn't get annoyed with what the crowd does. Well, if he gets annoyed with the crowd, it has a reaction and the crowd does react. But even like the what chance, right? He used that in a promo. You know what I'm saying? He didn't like try and shut him up out of it. He like used it for his promo, and it enhanced the promo. I was like, look, man, y'all got yourselves a gold mine here. Main event Jay versus Sammy after WrestleMania, just one-on-one competition would be dope. Even after the titles in exchange, I'm sorry, this joint ain't over. Jay needed to attack this dude with a kendo stick or something. You know what I'm saying? Just main event Jay ain't done with this dude yet. I mean, he like, nah, I need a pound of flesh, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
after that, he went back to Armageddon. So he need to bring that back.
Yeah, they need to get Armageddon Jay back, man. Like that. We still got that Jay, but that shirt though. That shirt was facts. Armageddon. You know what I'm saying? Just, I was like, yo, this is perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's like he just turned into the hitman. You know what I'm saying? It's like he just turned into the straight up hitman for the crew, and I loved it. But like I said, he definitely has juice. I mean, like I said, he got legs with Sammy, he got legs with KO, he got legs with Roman, he got legs with Paul Heyman, he got legs with multiple people right now that he could, like, all right, we could go and do like a 3 month program, we could do a 6 month program, we could do a year. He got folk right now that he can just do that with right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just gonna keep it real with you. I really do think that it would be more beneficial if they did pull this trigger after WrestleMania. They don't have to split. Excuse me. They don't have to split Bloodline up just yet. I think that's SummerSlam. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's split them up at SummerSlam by Survivor Series. We got something going. You know. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, and let Jay have his moment in the sun, because I'm telling you, this dude got it, man. And But once again, if folk don't give him the opportunity at WWE, it won't matter. But right now, they're doing it. They're giving him all the opportunities to speak. Even like him not speaking was powerful. You know, people's like, what Jay thinking? Like, people are interested. They're like, we want to know what he's thinking. Like, what's Jay thinking about, man? You know, and then like when homeboy looked at Sammy, he said, I called you my brother. Do you know what that means to me?
Right.
Oh, that part hurt me, man. That part hurt me. I was like, oh, my God, bro. So you call this dude your brother. And remember, that's also the catalyst that set off Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
That like Jay said, I thought you was my brother. Jay said, I thought you was my brother. Jimmy hears that. Jimmy super kicked Sammy. And he said, you thought that this man was your brother? Nah, I'm your brother. And he just started beating the brakes up.
Man, listen here. Them jokers talk. After they finished and finally walked off, that looked like a doggone murder scene.
Yeah, really, man. They beat the pumps off them boys, bro. I mean, Roman like just this is all his off mic work, like when he doesn't have the mic mic'd on him or near him, and the way he talks. Look here. Nobody's done it better than this, but nobody. I mean, like, because he makes you, like, literally lean into your TV because you want to hear what he got to say. But I remember, like, you know, when Jay walked out the ring and he walked out of, he went out while he slid out the ring and walked up the ramp. Roman saying, you broke up my family? Now I'm gonna break you. And I was like, yo, look here. We got ourselves a fight, Bo. I was just chef kiss. I was like, yes, let's keep going. But then Jey Uso literally beckons the people to want to know what he's doing. That is main event potential. And they can literally, this is something they can milk. It's something they can milk. The beat between him and Roman is palpable. The beat between him and Sammy is palpable. I mean, even after all this stuff is done, I still don't see Jimmy forgiving Sammy. I would keep it that way. I'm like, good guy, bad guy. I don't care. I don't trust this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll keep it just like that, just so that way the point has been made plain that, like, nah, bro, we ain't about this. Like, we ain't about that dude, man. Forget that dude. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but it's like, the once again, it's one of them things where I think that they have a very good place, you know, to do something real dope with Jey as a character main event that would be beneficial not only to him but to the company, because they need as many main event guys they quite possibly can. Yeah. And I'm wondering, you know, do you think that they're going to have to, they already unified the titles, they're likely going to make one title belt? You think they're going to do that?
I believe so. Eventually, eventually they're going to have to, because, you know, like, when you, like, at this point, don't get me wrong, Roman been doing the best he has been able to do with what he has.
Yeah.
But they pretty, like, the Island of Relevancy is basically, like, for the most part, is on SmackDown.
That's facts.
Like, Raw really doesn't have, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, now that they didn't you know, wipe the vent stink off of Austin Theory, He's coming to the light.
He's okay.
He ain't as John Cena like as he thinks he is, but it ain't got that Vince odor.
Once again, we fall back to the same issue. What is Austin Theory's character outside just being a jerk? That's the problem. That's going to be the everlasting problem with a lot with the way they do these characters, is that, like, you got a Ricky Stark. He's absolute Ricky Stark, right?
Makes sense.
MJF, he's better than you, and you know it, right?
I mean, whether you want to admit it or not, the man. He even found a way.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So they'll say, but, like, those characters will be more memorable in the next 4 or 5 years. Even their career stop now. That people will remember absolute Ricky Stark. People remember MJF, he's better than you and you know it. You know what I'm saying? They'll remember that about them. But, like, just Austin Theory. At one point in time, Theory. You know, so like, look, WWE is not the clear now. Let's keep it at a buck now.
Oh yeah, no.
The best thing they got is the bloodline, but let's not lie on these people now. They got some issues too now. They do. Like, but I will give them props where props is due. But they need talent to go to main event. They need it. Cody Rhodes gonna hold it down for a little bit, but he need challengers. Right? Because all I see right now is that him and Roman probably gonna be fighting until SummerSlam. In some way, shape, or form, Roman is going to give up on title. That's not happening. I mean, I don't see that happening. I see him getting it back before we get to the middle of the year. I see him getting it back, but just not holding it as long as he did. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I would prefer that. Like, no, Cody get it, and he loses it, like, in June or something, and then SummerSlam, he get it back. Mm-hmm. Or, like, Survivor Series, he gets it back. One of the big four. You know, so he gets it back. But Roman can get it back, and it'd be by some dastardly. And then the next time he loses, it's because of Jey. Come on now. Mm. Come on now. Yep. Then by that time, you should have Gunther ready. If you feel me, you see what I'm cooking? You see what I'm cooking right now?
That's what I'm cooking.
You know what I'm saying? So we get Gunther ready to go against Cody Rhodes for the WWE Championship. Because we overdue.
Let me see. Because was Gunther number one or number two in the Rumble?
Was he number one? Was Gunther number one? Let me see. Royal Rumble. I think he was number one.
So you got the first entrant
versus the last entrant.
Right.
So. Yeah, he was the first one in the ring. You're right. He broke multiple records being that freaking match. Like look here, whip it. Yeah, let me pause for a second. So Jey Uso need to have him ready by the end of the year to take on Roman Reigns and beat Roman Reigns so he can go after Cody for his family. He can still be a heel.
Makes sense.
You know, so he can still be a heel because it makes sense. Like, let that man cook, as they say. Let that man cook, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. A heel Oos is actually a better Uso than a babyface Uso.
Yeah, like the Usos as heels has just been on fire. I mean, they've been on fire since they were fighting New Day. You know what I'm saying? Like just the Uso penitentiary art, you know, stuff like that, you know, just them going ham on New Day and the tag team division. Hey, I mean, like, look, them and the New Day had some bomb matches. Man, but yeah, you're right, man. I mean, if they keep this up, you know, like, they keep him as a heel, but let them kind of be at an impasse where he's just not as dastardly a heel as Roman. You know, like
that's the case. He can even be an anti-hero.
Yeah, he could be an anti-hero. I feel you on that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At this point, yeah, because, like, the possibilities are endless.
Yep.
Especially with Jey.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's main event Jey. They need to make sure they cinch that so that way he gets a shine. Simple as that.
You know what I'm saying? As long as they allow him to cook and they don't, you know, try to throw their trademark on it. But hey.
You already know they're going to try. But I think right now with Triple H, the way that they're kind of handling this, and especially if Roman is involved in the story, they're not going to touch on it as much. They'll let them do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah.
The bloodline story was just that piece of gold that just happened to fall in the WWE lap.
Yep, facts. I agree.
That wasn't something that they actually sat in the room and, you know, wrote up and came together with.
No,
that ain't had nothing to do. They had nothing to do with them.
No, this was a happy coincidence for them, because like Roman did such a great job developing his character that he forced other people to develop their character. That's what you need. That's why, like, I remember, like, some people were saying that we're beyond the generation where they need a main event guy to be the center of the thing. I'm like, there will never be a time in wrestling where you can, like, supersede. Oh, we just have a bunch of random people. No. No. It'll never work. Like, that's like going to a movie and then not being a star in a movie.
Or
let me give you this one. You go to a movie and nobody in the movie stands out to become a star.
Then I want my money back.
Exactly. Thank you. It's as simple as that, man.